Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are coming to you from Houston, Texas, getting prepared for NASA's Cross-Industry Innovation Summit. So I have a special guest today who happens to be a friend and former colleague, and this is Javier Rodriguez Soler, who is the president and CEO of BBVA USA.
Hi, Scarlett. Nice to see you.
Hola, again. Javier. Thank you for being here. This week, we're going to be talking about the role of a CEO. And we have featured so many different perspectives on this show. And I thought, you know, one piece that's really missing is the CEO piece. And I didn't think of anyone that was better than you, Javier.
Thank you.
Given your background, moving from M&A into the role of the CEO, moving from leading a lot in Europe over to the U.S., so many different things that are happening there and so much excitement. So for those of you who don't know, which I think most of you do, BBVA is actually where I started my career in banking, and I have a very close tie to the brand because of that. And it is a top 25 bank in the U.S., and not only that, it's top four in Texas, and it's the biggest regional bank in Texas, which is pretty exciting.
It is actually, we've commented many times, Texas is the biggest market where BBVA operates globally. It's bigger than Mexico, Spain, Turkey, where we are the biggest and best bank. But here, we are the fourth bank in the biggest market in which BBVA operates. So I'm very excited.
That's crazy when you put it in perspective, because I remember back when I was with BBVA and we were looking at Bancomer, we were talking about 1 in 3 loans in the country.
BBVA Mexico now, by
yes.
the way.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. 1 in 3 loans were originated there. So to think of Texas being a bigger market is quite crazy. So tell us a little bit about that journey of becoming CEO here in the U.S. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been almost a year already. First of all, why am I here? I think the fact that I had been 10 years knowing all the markets in which BBVA operates and specifically paying a lot of attention of our expansion opportunities here in the U.S. I had the opportunity to meet most of my competitors here in the U.S. and we realized that the biggest opportunity for BBVA is this market, Texas market and the U.S. market in general. So I think the group decided to take advantage of this experience, of this knowledge of our competitors in all the markets and specifically in the U.S. My very good connections with Madrid and with my the other banks in which we operate, and that's why I think they sent me here to really take advantage of the opportunity that the U.S. market gives to BBVA.
So you're at your year mark, you said, or almost your year mark. What's been the most surprising thing to you?
Well, what I've liked the most when I've come here is the talent that we have in the U.S. It is really incredible, the motivation and the talent that people have in BBVA in the USA, in the branches, in the technology team, the commercial team is super powerful. So I knew that, but now working alongside with them, I've come to realize that that's our biggest asset here, our people.
That's really exciting. I certainly had the opportunity to know many of them, and I would agree they're in such different perspectives. And each area you go to, whether it be Birmingham, Houston, or other places across the footprint, very different feel, but still part of that overall culture. What do you think? So I talk about this a lot, and you all have seen it in different regards, the cultural impact of BBVA. How are you taking that piece from Spain and bringing it into the U.S.? And what is that like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very relevant question, Ms. Carmen. BBVA competes with other regional banks in the country, which just operate in one market, as most banks actually operate just in one market. Maybe Brazil, Mexico, Spain, the U.S. BBVA operates in 30 countries, and in 10 of them, we are a universal bank, a full-fledged bank. So in the U.S., we have a huge competitive advantage being part of a global group which develops solutions and has talent from all parts of the world, can invest in technology being an almost $800 billion bank. So we are a big bank that can invest more in technology, solutions developed globally and implemented locally. So that's the great advantage that we have in this market.
That's incredible. Anything else you want the audience to know?
Well, just how excited I am to be here again, to be part of this team. I'm very glad to have seen you again, Scarlett. Really see how you're succeeding. And I'm not surprised at all when we met a few years ago. The energy that you transpire is very inspiring. And I very much appreciate that you've selected me for your Tech Tuesday. So thank you very much.
Always. You are an inspiration to me. And one thing that I will say, and thank you for that, when... You know, I was in New York when the team was all over the world, and Javier's team is in New York, so I had that opportunity to see him more than probably most. And I was always so inspired and excited by the fact that you had a pretty specific role with doing M&A, but you were so interested and intrigued by what was happening across the organization and the tech piece especially. So
Thank you very much.
The feeling is definitely shared. All right. As always, please click on the link below. You will find the full article and more about Javier's background and the BBVA story. And until next week, signing off.
Thank you. We can offer you as many of your needs as possible. And much more importantly, to the right, as you see, we, and this is the key of what I want to share with you, we, through APIs, allow other institutions to become banks for their customers. For instance, one good example with Uber in Mexico. Now, Uber drivers in Mexico bank with Uber.